We continue today in our journey through Shemona Esrei, and amazingly enough, we find ourselves in the section titled Avoda, Temple Service. In this section of Shemona Esrei, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of Karbanos, and how amazing that we are reaching this particular section just a few days before Tisha B'Av, a few days before we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that loss of that incredibly and spiritually elevated way of life. And we pray and we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, the coming of Mashiach, and we build this into the core of our tefillah. So the bracha that we're, part of the bracha that we're focusing on today is Ritzeh. And in that bracha we say, Ritzeh Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Uvisfilah Sam. So the English translation we often use is Ritzeh is find favor. Find favor, Lord our God, in your people Israel and their prayer. And then we say, V'hashevis havoda l'dvir v'secha, restore the service to your most holy house. V'ishe Yisrael l'sfila sam b'yavas k'vavzon. And then we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, restore the karbanos. And then once the karbanos, once the sacrifices are restored, accept them with love and accept them with pleasing favor. So it struck me in this bracha that we say, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael b'sfila sam. Now, Ritzei, as I mentioned before, we often translate it as find favor. But the truth is, on a most basic etymological level, Ritzei means, Hashem, we want you to want. Ritzei, like Ratza, want. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want you, God, to want. What do we want God to want? Ba'amcha Yisrael, the nation of Israel, b'sfilasam, and their prayers. So it struck me that you would have thought, if you were writing this particular section, you would have said, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, b'sfilasam. Literally, want the prayers. In other words, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accept our prayers. We're asking Him to want our prayers. Meaning, I want you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to want my tefillas. Because if you want my tefillas, if you're desirous of my tefillas, then ultimately you'll accept them. But that's not what we say, or that is what we say. But we added something additional. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what do I want you to want? Amcha Yisrael. I want you to want Am Yisrael. So what does that mean? I want you to want Am Yisrael. I want you to desire Am Yisrael. And I think here in this bracha, Chazal were bringing us face to face with one of the most traumatic aspects of the Chorban. When we mourn over the Beis HaMikdash, and when we ask for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash, the restoration of Karbanos, what is it that drives that desire? What are we really asking for? Are we asking for a building? I don't know. Kali, so we have plenty of beautiful buildings, plenty of beautiful shuls, plenty of beautiful Bati Medrash. While it is true that none of them, either size-wise or architecturally, rival the Beis HaMikdash, but it's strange. As a people who knows that you can never really tether yourself to anything geographical or anything material, it's strange that we would kind of tie up all of our hopes in a building. And again, this begs a more profound question in general. When we mourn for the Beis HaMikdash and pine for the Beis HaMikdash, what is it that we're really yearning for? And perhaps what Chazal were trying to teach us is as follows. What is most traumatic about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was not the loss of a building. Buildings come and go. What is most traumatic about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash was a feeling of rejection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Klal Yisrael was exiled, the Jew had one basic question, one fundamental burning question in his or her mind, in his or her soul. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu still love me? Does Hashem still love me? Clearly something has happened so dramatic and traumatic in the relationship that Hashem has destroyed his home and exiled his people. But does He still love me? Do I still feel loved? Do I still feel special? Do I still feel wanted in the eyes and in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And so in this tefillah we daven, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, what do we want Hashem to want? The first thing, Ba'amcha Yisrael. Hashem, I just want to know that You want me. I just want to know that You want me. I just want to know that You want me as part of Your divine life. I just want to know that You feel I'm important. I just want to know that You still love me. I just want to know that You love me. Do you know what the pain of Tisha B'Av and the pain of Churban is in general? It's not simply the pain of loss. It's the pain of not feeling loved. Because the byproduct of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the byproduct of 2,000 years of persecution is, maybe at times I don't feel loved. by the Ribono Shel Olam. And what does every child want more than anything? To be loved by their parents. You know, people think that it was Sigmund Freud who was the one who discovered this idea that our relationship with our parents is the most fundamental relationship to our core, to our character, to our essence. Chazal understood it long before Sigmund Freud did. At the end of the day, what does every child want to know? Every child wants to know that their parent loves them. I want to know that my parent is proud of me. I want to know that my parent loves me. And I want to know that my parent cares about me. We are all children. Bonim atim l'ashem lokeichem. We are all children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what do each of us want more than anything? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, I want you to give me refuah and parnasa and everything. But most of all, I just want to feel that you love me. I just want to feel that you love me. And I don't even know what that means. I don't know how it manifests itself. All I know is that when I feel it, I'll know it. I just want to feel that you love me. Ritzeya Hashem Elokeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want you to want, not only to want my tefillas, not only to want to restore the Beis HaMikdash, not only to want to bring Mashiach, but most of all, I want you to want me. Ritzeya Hashem Elokeinu, B'amcha Yisrael. Hashem, I want you to want Am Yisrael. I want you to want me. And dear friends, the truth is, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us more than we could ever imagine. And He wants us more than we could ever imagine. But sometimes, knowingly or unknowingly, we close ourselves down. We shut down. We put up that mechitzah shel barzel, that wall of steel between ourselves and Avinu Shebashamayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that He rejects us or pushes us away. It's that sometimes, knowingly and unknowingly, we push Him away. That divine love is always there, ready to blanket us. We just have to be willing to open our heart, to open our soul, and we will feel that warm embrace. We want Hashem to want many things. We want Hashem to want to give us health, to want to give us a shidduch, to want to give us children, to want to give us parnasa, but most of all, I want Hashem to want me. And I want to feel that Hashem wants me. May we be zoche meretz Hashem to open our hearts, to open our souls. Feel that tidal wave of divine love and truly feel Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu B'Amcha Yisrael, to feel how badly or how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly wants me as part of His divine life. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.